Hey, this is Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com, and we're talking about using hydrolyzed protein, creatine, carbohydrates, and alpha-lipoic acid to create an insulinotropic effect in the body to help creatine work better and to really use insulin, which has been called one of the most anabolic hormones in the body, to boost muscle mass. Now, if you've read my blog post before, you'll know my take on insulin. Now, the simple solution is to what most people or supplement companies recommend is to take maltodextrin or dextrose, consume large amounts of it, and that will, of course, spike your insulin level. But the problem with that is fat, you know, and body fat. If you're as old as me, hopefully you're not, but I'm 45. But back in the day, Muscle Tech, okay, they took literally, I believe, and I still think you can buy it today, I think it's called Cell Tech, I'll have to look at it, but off the top of my head, it was between like, maybe like 50 and 90 grams of dextrose. And they I'm pretty sure they have a patent on this. 50 and 90 grams of dextrose and mixed it with about 5 to 10 grams of creatine, and it made creatine work better. It made creatine work better because of the insulinotropic effect that dextrose has. But the problem with that is, I think it's just very unhealthy for you, okay? The reason is that insulin also, you know, you consume enough of it often enough, and you lose that sensitivity. And you become fat. And, you know, people that are extremely overweight, they all have diabetes. Well, not all of them, but most of them do have diabetes because they're constantly using processed or consuming processed carbohydrates, which spike their insulin. So the key is not to consume processed carbs and caffeine, okay? Because caffeine also reduces insulin sensitivity. I'm going to hear a car bug. I'm just outside on my porch. But you want to control, you know, your insulin spiking, okay, by timing it. So what you can do is, I don't think you really need dextrose. I mean, if you have it, if you have maltodextrin and dextrose, you can use it. You can simply go buy Gatorade. That'll also work, or Powerade, one of those. And you could make yourself like a post-workout shake. So, you know, maybe go to Costco, you know, or what's that other place called? Costco or BJ's Wholesale Club or any of these places, and buy a case of Gatorade, you know, to make it easy. Buy a case of Gatorade, or you can buy powdered Gatorade if you want. And you could load those drinks. So what you want to do is you can take that, add in a quarter cup of the Salmobolic 98, because that also has an insulinotropic effect. And you could also put in a teaspoon of Creapure. And optionally, but it's really not optional, I would highly recommend it, is the RALA that I sell from Geronova. I mean, it's the best alpha-lipoic acid, and without a doubt, it's proven to help creatine work better. So that comes in pills, so you want to take one or two capsules. So you stack all those. So you stack the Gatorade, or what I would do, I want to personally do myself, is you could use something as simple as watermelon. You could use grape juice. You could blend up bananas, dates. Any of these things will work and create a more natural natural drink, because maltodextrin and dextrose they're completely void of nutrients. Okay, they don't have anything valuable to them, whereas at least with, you know, bananas and fruits and things like that, you're at least getting the antioxidants and other things that could benefit you post-workout. So try it, and I'm sure you'll be really pleased with the results. I would do like a 6 to 8 week stack. You know, I would do, you know, you could also put in Pepto-Pro. You could, if you don't want to use the salmon, you can go with the Pepto-Pro as well. You know, the Pepto-Pro is also a hydrolyzed protein. You use the hydrolyzed 520. That will also work. Okay, so give it a try. You'll create a good anabolic environment in the body. And time it, okay? Because you don't want to You don't want to, use it for fat gains, or you don't want it to result in fat gains by, you know, if you use it for 12 weeks or 14 weeks, it's just too long, okay? I just don't like spiking your insulin level with the use of dextrose and maltodextrin. Keep in mind, the other things are fine, but dextrose, maltodextrin, I don't like, okay? So there it is. If you have any questions, you can always text me, 732-901-9600. Take care.